We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
106.5 The End.
It's True Crime Tuesday on The Wake Up Call. Listener discretion advised.
It's time for True Crime Tuesday here on The Wake Up Call. This is the true crime story of the investor murders.
Investor murders?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Our story begins near the small fishing town of Craig, Alaska. Despite being a very small town, Craig is the most populated town on Prince of Wales Island, and it is only accessible by boat or plane. On the afternoon of September 7th, 1982, it was discovered that a ship, anchored in a lonely harbor about 1 mile outside of Craig, had caught fire. Hours later, after the flames had been extinguished, first responders would discover several charred remains, the bodies of at least four people, which had been burned beyond recognition. But it was initially theorized that as many as 9 people could have been on the boat at the time of the fire, a fire whose origins remain clouded in doubt. The ship was owned, captained, and recently purchased by 28-year-old Mark Colthurst of Blaine, Washington. Despite his age, Mark had been working in the maritime industry since he was 16 years old, finding quick success as a commercial fisherman. On this voyage, Mark had been joined by 7 others, including his wife and children, as well as 4 crewmen. Sailing into Craig alongside Mark were his 28-year-old wife, Irene, who was 3 months pregnant, his 5-year-old daughter, Kimberly, and his young son, John, who had just celebrated his 4th birthday a few weeks prior. The other 4 members of the crew were all deckhands. That evening, the family and the crew were celebrating Mark's 28th birthday, which coincidentally happened to be that day at Ruth Ann's restaurant. The following morning of Monday, September 6th, just as the sun began to rise, a few witnesses would recall seeing a few odd things concerning Mark Colthurst's fishing vessel, which had been in port for just a little over 12 hours. At 6:30, a crewman aboard another boat, the Decade, noticed the investors slowly idling away from the dock, as if the two ships had been disconnected and the current was just slowly pulling the large ship out to the port. Sure enough, it would later be discovered that the investors' expensive tie-down lines, which had originally connected the two ships to prevent the investor from floating away, had been left aboard the deck of the Decade. The crewman of the Decade would also notice a man in the pilot house of the investor, steering the ship away. And they waved to this man, who they assumed was Mark Colthurst, because of the man's similar appearance and size. Unsurprisingly, the man waved back. It was later reported that the main engine of the investor was not running at the time. Doing so without any engine indicated that the person in the pilot house was attempting to drift away silently, as if they didn't want to be noticed. Also that morning, a young man was seen purchasing 2.5 gallons of gasoline in Craig itself, leaving it aboard the investor's parked skiff, which had unceremoniously remained parked on the Craig dock. A skiff is like a small boat that you go from.
Yeah,
small
like a dinghy.
Yeah. Then around 4 p.m., a troller named Casino, which had been docked in Craig, noticed smoke coming from the direction of the Investor, which remained anchored near Fish Egg Island. On its way to the boat, crew members of the Casino would pass a young man wearing a dark baseball cap who was heading toward Craig aboard the Investor's skiff. This young man spoke to the Casino's crew members briefly before continuing on to Craig under the guise of seeking help. Those that interacted with this young man back at the dock described him as being a slight man with a scarred or pockmarked face, but didn't pay much attention to him at the time. Could this have been the man that led the ship to the water and ignited the fire? And what happened to the Cole Thirst family? Find out next after one song, True Crime Tuesday on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's True Crime Tuesday on the Wake Up Call. Listener discretion advised.
We're back to True Crime Tuesday on the Wake Up Call. This is the story of the Investor murders and a family found burned to death on their prized fishing vessel at sea. On Thursday, September 9th, autopsies would be performed on at least two out of the four bodies that had been recovered from the burning Investor. These bodies, which would be identified as 28-year-olds Mark and Irene Colthurst, showed signs of having been murdered before the fire.
Oh.
With forensic examinations revealing gunshot wounds to the head.
I was wondering, like, why they didn't jump off the boat if it was on fire.
But nobody heard the gunshots.
Right.
Oh.
Arson investigators at the scene had already begun speculating that the ship had been intentionally set ablaze due to the fire originating at the front of the craft, where the living quarters were, as opposed to the rear, where the ship's diesel fuel was stored. Even though authorities would only be able to identify the cause of death in two of the five confirmed murders, that of Mark and Irene Colthurst, investigators believed that all eight victims had been killed before the fire was started.
Oh, it's awful.
Of the bodies recovered, none showed signs of carbon monoxide having been trapped in their lungs, which indicated that all of the known victims had died of gunshot wounds.
Oh, because they hadn't inhaled any of the smoke.
Bingo. Despite there being a lot of enthusiasm in this case early on, the case would go cold throughout the fall of 1982. On September 10th, 1984, just a few days after the second anniversary of the Investor murders, police announced they were charging a man in the crime, John Kenneth Peel. The 24-year-old had been a favorite suspect for quite some time, and authorities were charging him with all eight murders. It was believed that John Peel, a young man who matched the suspect description released by authorities, had been familiar with both the Colthurst family and the other crew members aboard the Investor. John had been a prior crew member for Mark Colthurst, having worked with him aboard his previous ship during the 1980 and 1981 fishing seasons, and it was believed by many that their relationship had soured in the months before the murders. John was seen interacting with the Colthurst family while they dined at Ruth Ann's restaurant in Craig, and it was believed that this was their first encounter since the prior summer, when John was reportedly let go from Mark Colthurst's crew.
But he was eating dinner with them?
It's like they just ran into each other.
Oh, right. Okay.
As time went on and John was tried and acquitted once before, during his third trial, after making their closing arguments, the case was submitted to the 12-member jury that April, who were all instructed by the judge to either acquit John Peel entirely or find him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. It was all or nothing for the prosecution. By that weekend, it was announced that a decision had been made, and John K. Peel, now 27 years old, having been held in house arrest for nearly 4 years, was acquitted of all of the charges filed against him. The murderer of the Cole Thirst family has never been convicted of the crimes.
Wow.
So why they did think he did it?
They thought he did it, but they didn't have enough evidence to prove that he did it.
Exactly.
So is that why the judge had to step in and say, listen, it's all or nothing with this guy?
I think because it was the third time they'd tried him. And he kept
essentially a hung jury every time. Right. There was no unanimous decision. So it was like 5-4 or, 6-3.
And the only connection that they had to this guy was that they were seen the night before the murders.
Well, he used to work for them.
And he used to work for him and he fired him. And that was it.
All circumstantial.
And he fit the description, though.
Right.
Here's the thing. If he worked on that boat, he could have gone out on the boat with them far enough away from people to not hear gunshots. And then he's familiar enough with the boat to drive it back. But why would they, if they had let him go, why would they rehire him and let him back on the boat?
So there were so many details that I couldn't get to about this story because it was so intriguing. But one thing I didn't include was that it is believed that he shot and killed them while the boat was on the dock, right? While it was docked.
Okay.
He untied the boat, hoping that it would drift out to sea. And then when he realized it hadn't moved very far the next day, he's like, nah, I got to do something. So he got the gasoline, jumped on the boat, got the boat out to sea, and then lit it on fire.
But then what did he do?
Then he got back on the small little boat and
forgot about the little ding. What's it called? Skiff. The skiff was missing.
Crazy, right?
That is crazy. So obvious that it was like murder, too.
Sure.
Wow. This is very similar to one of the plots in Ozarks, also.
This is a reason why I'm nervous that Katie has a boat.
Why? Because I'm going to be murdered or be a murderer.
Either one.
Could get fired from my own boat crew.
If you want to hear True Crime Tuesday, text the word crime to 73389.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.